Now, if you would turn for our responsive reading to John, the 15th chapter, and the 1st to the 22nd verses. John, the 15th chapter, the great portion of the true vine and the branches. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman.
Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that the bringeth forth more fruit.
Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you.
I am clean, and I am new, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me.
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and they have sent to the fire, and they are burned.
If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples.
I think if we would remember that seventh verse, it would help us a great deal in our prayer life, because I think a lot of us go to the Lord in prayer without any feeding upon the Word of God, and you cannot get what you desire. If you are not feeding upon the Word of God and upon our Christ, then I wouldn't pray if I were you. According to Jesus here, he says, if, and I circle all the big ifs, if ye abide in me, notice, and my words abide in you, that's it, then you may ask me, you see? In other words, there is a correlation between the amount of time and effort you put into your Christian life. God has made it that way, you see. Study to make thyself a servant. Well, approved to God. How are you going to be approved to God? Study. So that it is only as the Word abides in you and you abide in Christ. This is a living relationship that demands the reading of the Word of God. Stop your praying. We're so foolish. God's given us all the things he's put down so carefully. Yeah, I don't want to bring a message at this point, but I want to say this. People get on their knees and pray for strength. The Lord's answer to the prayer is this. My word is food indeed. If you go to him and you pray for strength, he'll say, go to the Word. The Father would say to you, prayer is communion with me, to talk from your heart, and I'll talk to you. But if you want strength, don't pray for it. Go to the source. You see? My word is what? Food indeed. Eat my word. That you may be strong. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. If we believe that Christ saves us in a certain way, that it is the grace of God, and if we believe we grow in grace by the feeding on the Word of God, which we're told, then how can our prayer life ever be strong unless we're fed? Let me ask you something. I challenge you not to eat any physical food for a week and go and run a mile. And yet you'll go week after week spiritually, and the source of your strength is the food of the Word of God. You see? It's just as simple as that. Well, it takes persistence, you know. If the one thing I would plead with you this morning is feed upon the Word of God, your prayer life and the Word of God together. So many people, all they do, the least effort. Ah, that's it. The least effort. You reach the point where you hardly get on your knees to pray. You figure when you get into bed and you're nice and comfortable, you'll pray. 9 times out of 10, you'll fall asleep. So, beloved, there has to be that, if I can say that. There must be that. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. Much unanswered prayer. How many of you have said, my prayers never get answered? All right, my first question to the person that says that is, are you feeding upon the Word of God every single day? Is your heart enriched in Christ? Then if you say you're not getting an answer, the answer may be no then. If you're fulfilling the requirements, then God may be saying no. You may say you're not getting the answer. You may have the answer. It could be no. Isn't that it? If you want a yes, you can always say, God doesn't answer prayers. But if you're willing to take the no, then you will know that God answers prayers when you fulfill the requirements. So, if you're going to really seek the Lord's face and you desire these things from Him, He says, now, if you're going to do this, if you'll abide in me, live the Christ life, and my words will abide in you, you can't read it 2 months ago and figure this is enough. Can't read it spasmodically. Then ask me what ye will, and I will do it. 9th verse I'll read. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. May God add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.